We won't be able to get CK Shocker to listen if you're eating Doritos.
Oh, it won't be in the final.
Okay.
Yeah. I might just do it at the beginning just so just for shits and giggles.
Just like three big bites.
You know how they like do the commercials and like Doritos, nacho cheese.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 31 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We spotlight different guests and communities and are a place to talk about uplifting experiences that we have had. This is Kingsley Mack and Sin, as always. Sin, how are you tonight?
Superb, other than my back hurting. I'm pretty sure my two-year-old boy sabotaged me by making me pick him up.
Ooh.
So, but other than that, decent. What about you?
I'm good. And if we sound different tonight, I am recording from a special on-site location. We have an in-person guest. First time this has happened. We have the one and only, the co-founder with us tonight. How are you doing, man?
I still can't believe you paid me this much to do this.
Did I pay you to fly out and come out here?
Yeah.
Bribes. All the bribes.
We're paying our guests now, right, Sin? We have the big money to do that, to fly him in and...
The pay I was told was horrible, but I guess all the pay is going to our guest spotlights to bring guests in.
I mean, between the flight and dinner, it's like you guys are treating me better than anything.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. But yeah, in reality, the co-founder is joining me tonight where I live. We're in essence having a little meetup, but no one else joined because there's not too many Guardians in this area. We want to get more in the Utah area. If anyone knows anyone, please let us know. But we just decided to do a podcast and to have this great guest on. And I guess for those that haven't heard your name before, tell us a little bit about your gaming history and how you got into Destiny and what communities you're in.
So gaming wise, I mean, I think a Nintendo, original Nintendo showed up at my house when I was about 8 years old. So we had Double Dragon and of course original Mario Duck Hunt, but my father was awesome enough to buy us the Power Pad pack.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So yeah. we had world-class track meet in the Power Pad, but we lived in this old farmhouse with wood floors, and so after we used it about three times, the nails in the floor started coming up underneath it, and so the Power Pad got shelved. We weren't allowed to use it anymore, which was just brutal. So exercise was deterred from me at a young age. But I got into Destiny. So I've been gaming most of my life. And I got into Destiny. I was actually on PlayStation 3, just living in Borderlands 2. Friends of mine that lived in a different state kept telling me about, you know, you need to get a PS4, you need to get on Destiny. And I'm like, I don't know what this game is. I'm not going to spend, you know, all this money to upgrade my system when I'm perfectly happy, you know, playing Borderlands. And I had announced my engagement and some of them went together and actually bought me a PlayStation 4.
Oh, wow.
And Destiny. And it was basically like, congratulations, get in here. And the rest is history. So,
yeah. And were they just kind of people you played with for a bit? How did you find other communities or people to play with?
So I was in a pretty blessed arrangement to start out because these were actually former coworkers of mine. And so when I first stepped into the game, I had eight people already that, you know, I think I knew five of them personally, and then three more that, you know, they knew through work after I left that location. And so I was able to just step in and have a clan right away, which, you know, I know isn't the norm. It, you know, usually you start by yourself. But so we played for most of Destiny 1. But as some of them started peeling off, by that point I was hooked. And so that was when I started looking around for you know, podcasts and more people to play with. And I listened to Planet Destiny for a while and ultimately ended up on the Destiny Reset podcast and with those guys.
Yeah. And you've obviously been there for quite a while. I seem to remember your name as one that came up in the Discord and on the podcast. And I came into Destiny Reset probably February 2016-ish. And I always remember your name being around.
Yeah.
So I remember you as one of the longtime people. But yeah, and as we've been talking in these last few episodes, they're a great group of people to play with and a lot of good people there. But yeah, so you got into Destiny. Mm-hmm. You've played it since. Did we talk about this? I know we were talking about it earlier.
We did. Yeah, we did. So I've played it. I actually got started right after Dark Below dropped. And I specifically remember getting done with the campaign and reaching out to my buddies and being like, I have no idea what's going on. Like I literally just played through the whole campaign and I have no clue what's going on. You know, just because of words like the Traveler and the Speaker, everything was so just ambiguous, and the darkness and the light. And it just,
you mean the story isn't totally obvious in the game?
Just kind of left me scratching my head. Like, you know, it looks cool and the guns are fun, but I have no clue what are we doing here? And they kept pushing me and they were like, get your light up. We got to get you into the raid, get your light up. And, I'll never forget when I got hooked, we were doing Vault of Glass and, it was on easy mode and I was in, full backpack mode. They were carrying me through the whole thing. And we got all the way to the end and I died to a supplicant when I was coming out of the portal. And so, but it was like we're really close to the end and the four guys that were remaining alive all jumped into the center and there was, you know, the bubble of light and I changed my camera view to watch and it was just seeing, you know, the four of them standing shoulder to shoulder, all shooting the big boss. And then the boss finally dying and all the gear popping up. And it was like, it was that moment when I was just like, this is like nothing I've played before. Like, this is incredible. And I've been hooked ever since. So.
Yeah, nice. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. And we've done, I know raiding with you in the past, but most recently what I remember is we, Sen and I had the idea to go through a lot of the old Destiny 1 raids. Yep. Some of the people listening to this might've been in our group and we'd gone through, what was it that night? We started on Crota just cause cause we wanted the easiest one first. And then we went to Vault of Glass.
Vault. Kingsfall.
Kingsfall. Yeah. And you, hopped in with Kingsfall cause we needed another person. I think, I don't know if someone left, but, yeah. And you were able to help us through that too. Cause Kingsfall, I remember having less, I'd probably only passed Kingsfall honestly, like five times or so.
I probably only had passed it once.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with the jumping puzzle, but, I don't know if a super fast way, but I at least I won't die, you know? But yeah. That'll trip a lot of people up. I remember the wall is one thing, but I remember very specifically being with groups that would just get so freaking pissed off, scared, upset in the ship jumping puzzle area. Mm-hmm. They were like, just pull me through. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, come on, you can do it. It's fine. You can do it. I don't know what was it about that one. Just like really would just trip some people up.
Well, between the ship jumping puzzle and then the final encounter, I think I never saw more animosity towards, you know, teammates than I did in that final encounter, whether it was jumping on the plates in the wrong order, or not killing the ogre soon enough, or, you know, just the general, you know, screwy things that would happen in that raid. But yeah, that raid specifically, I remember causing lots of issues.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Yeah. We'll talk about more stuff as it comes up in our history of gaming, but let's just hop in a little bit and talk about what we've been doing in the game recently. Sin, I know you haven't done anything, so we'll move on to, I'm just kidding.
I think I did more tonight than I have in like a week.
Do you even Destiny, bro?
Apparently not. My life is dedicated to then. Work.
I was going to say we'll start with our guests, but maybe if you have less to talk about, we'll start with you.
I mean, shoot, let's see. Last time we talked, we just done the campaign. We just got into, the Vex Offensive, and that was about it. We still haven't done the raid yet, or at least I haven't. I'm not up to where I need to be able to complete it. But right now we got Iron Banner happening. I've done some Iron Banner. Iron Banner seems to be a great way right now to help get your light if you're in that kind of 900 to 950. I actually raised my light level a few just by playing some matches and just trying to catch up on my powerful rewards for the week. But other than that, I'm just kind of cleaning up quests that I have sitting. I still haven't gotten that rocket launcher. I need to go in and do that. And I did start on Divinity for spoiler alert. Obviously, I don't think it's a spoiler alert now because we're already, 2 weeks in?
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. There's the lost sectors on Nessus that you need in order to kind of like do this construct on that first part of the quest after you get it from the, I guess, a giant gate lord. And I started that. I'm 33% of that, so I should be ready to at least knock that out once we get into the raid.
Hey, you're ahead of me on that. Excellent. I've been meaning to hop into that. That will be good to work on that in the raid. Now, that reminds me, I do want to bring up really quick because some people in the Discord had missed this. And on the Eris Morn memory fragments or whatever for each week, this is a pretty cool thing because they go through her whole fire team, or they will. This is the third week so far. But to get them isn't totally obvious because the first one is actually a prerequisite to start the Deathbringer quest. But you won't get any more until you at least do that. So definitely look for... do you remember what the name was on that first one? I think it was the Memory of Saimoda. Yeah, Memory of Saimoda. Definitely,
yeah, if you that's have that the right one.
If you have that in your screen, people, definitely do that because these each week will pop up a powerful reward and a fun little quest. And you can only do one a week. So you need to start that, even if you don't plan on getting your Deathbringer, although I recommend getting that too. It's not that too long to do. And then last week, I forget who it was, but then this week it was Toland, which is pretty cool. The thing I'm not sure is if it's going to be on a hard rotation. So this week is only Toland, or if it was kind of like how that Memory of the Nine was, where once you do the one, then next week you'll get the second one in the list. Untold on that, but I think it's kind of fun how they built this into the game, these weekly rotating aspects. So definitely check that out. And then
and yes, Deathbringer is basically the Jericho missile from Iron Man 1. So, but it also tracks.
With mini little Nova Bombs that track.
Yeah, it's completely broke.
Fun and Crucible if you want to tick people off. Fun and Gambit, I suppose, right? it's a fun weapon. It's not probably the most powerful thing everywhere, but I've still been using a lot. I like to try these weapons out for a while before I give up on them. You know, I won't necessarily be using it in the new raid, but I've been using it a lot. I have so many materials, I've been able to level up my weapons fairly often, so I've been having fun with it.
Even with those new upgrade cores that you got to get?
Yeah, because when I run out, I just go to the gunsmith and he's usually selling one of the ones he's selling. I usually have like 300 to 400 materials of. So I'm
buy them
pretty cheap for me anyways.
Awesome. Ooh, and get a lot of materials now from the seasonal quest line or the seasonal
rank up system.
The quote they battle have, pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the battle pass.
The Destiny 2 Fortnite battle pass.
Yep. I really enjoyed that. How have you felt about that, co-founder?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, but I also played a lot of Fortnite, so this just opens that right up. I mean, it's I guess it's not free stuff because you do have to pay for it, but I mean, it just gives you something else to play for. So another number moving up the screen. So
mm-hmm. Wanted to talk about Iron Banner, but there was something else that I just forgot. It's your fault, Sin.
I had a thought.
I let it go. It wasn't about the battle pass or the memory fragments. That's okay. It'll come back to me later. But we can go into Iron Banner. Or what have you been working on this week, Mr. Co-founder?
Recently. Yeah, recently. Well, I haven't got to play, but just a Vex Offensive today. I was traveling for work, and my hotel internet yesterday had a sultry 250K download. So I couldn't even download the patch to get into the game. So I spent all this time unpacking and hooking up my PlayStation just to power it back off and put it away.
I didn't think the download would be the longest. I'm pretty sure it'd be the copying that's the longest.
Well, it sounded like you were in an area of our state. There was not as much civilization.
Not a lot going on out there.
Yeah.
Nightlife was pretty boring.
You're back in civilization now. Yep. Welcome.
But they had Freddy's hamburgers, so we're good. No, I've actually been working on Vex Offensive stuff because I want that Undying Symbol seal. When D2 first came out and they introduced the seals and they had the Wayfarer and Dredgen and everything, I got really excited about that because, again, just something as a hardcore player to chase. And I just never ended up getting any of them. But this Undying one seems to be obtainable. And so I would like to get it. So I've actually just been, you know, forgetting about my light level and just been jumping in the Vex Offensive and shooting Vex with bows for the last week and just kind of grinding that out.
Yeah, so, bows and hand cannons and SMGs.
So I've been no help to my teammates because I'm strictly farming kills.
Yeah, that happens when you have these other objectives. Speaking of Iron Banner.
Right.
How's Iron Banner for you, Sin?
It's actually awful because I'm severely underleveled. And I can't really do anything about that other than try to level up as I go along. But the quests, I've seen some streamers playing with the new quest line or the new quest that you get from Lord Salad Bar. The first one's not that bad. It's like capture 10 zones, win 3 matches, and kill a few guardians. And then they change it up apparently every now and again, like with what kind of kills. Like the one I'm step on now, the step that I'm on now is pulse rifles. Which I use pulses, so that's fairly easy. But other than that, it's not bad. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, at least they do have in here to capture zones too. But I've heard some people complaining that with these other things, getting certain types of kills, like they feel like people aren't caring if they win games or not. They're just going after this quest step, and it's a little haphazard in there right now. Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, I know there's fusion kills in there. And I've seen a lot of people using fusion rifles. There's SMG kills, pulse kills. So you're going to see a lot of combinations, a lot of errantals, a lot of recluses in there.
Yeah, because fusion rifles.
You're going to see it all.
And what about you, co-founder?
I haven't got to play it yet because
that's right.
Because my internet wouldn't upload. Yeah. But I mean, and they've had quest steps like this before with Iron Banner. Back in year one, I know they had some quest steps where you had to use specific weapons and stuff like that. And it just, you know, again, like all these quests do, they typically try to just make you change your loadout every now and then and just try something different.
Yeah. This one isn't too bad. It's been worse with some. I feel like there was some Gambit ones, especially during maybe it was during the summer solstice, or I forget what the details were, but they would have you wear some interesting armor or do some interesting things that mm-hmm. you really didn't care if you won, or it was also harder to win based on what you needed to do. These, there's at least not too many things that can take you totally away from it. But I did notice today they also said they fixed matchmaking issues. A lot of people were noticing crazy matchmaking issues the last couple of, or through yesterday. We were going with a six stack last night, and it was funny. We were blaming it on Chris, but really, I guess everyone was having these problems where we would get up to like 8 or 12, and then we'd take us back to orbit, and then sit there for another 5 minutes, and we'd go to 12, and then we'd take us back to orbit, and then finally we would match in.
It's rough.
It wasn't a good match at all. Anyways, even having to wait that long, it wasn't, didn't seem like skill based, because we just spanked the team like a couple teams in a row, and they all had like 0.3 KDs, and we were like in the threes for mm-hmm. like all of us. So something weird was going on, but supposedly they fixed that today. Does matchmaking seem any better for you this evening, Sin? Or how does it seem in general?
I seemed to get right in. I didn't have too many issues. There was one where I had to wait like maybe a minute to get into a match. The next one, it was almost instantaneous. I got in the match.
And, were you solo queuing or?
Solo queuing.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Sounds like they got that pretty much taken care of then.
Or at least we hope.
At least we hope.
Yeah, I do. I do want to get in there. I want my hands on that. On that armor.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Are you so excited good. About the armor?
Yeah, yeah. No, it looks good.
Now, they consider Iron Banner pinnacle. So that's, mm-hmm. if you're not 950 yet, those 950, that would give you the 950 to 960 boost. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people like me that aren't into that 950 realm yet. So it'll still give them a boost now. I had somebody ask earlier, and I did not know the question to this. Should you hold on to them for later once they're complete?
Yeah, you should. However, I also heard on another podcast, shout out to Two Titans and a Hunter, our podcast friends, that they heard from somewhere that...
So we're working on fourth hand knowledge.
Right?
Here. Got it.
And it may be fixed already, but... that the bounties, they were refreshing every day. And that's a lot of powerful rewards.
Yeah,
and so that can't be correct, right? To give us four options or so of pinnacle rewards every day.
Yeah,
that should be for the whole week. So if that's the case, I could see people wanting to just pop those and get more. Mm-hmm. Or I guess you could try to hold on to all of them. But it's a good question, Sin. I know that either way you look at it, I don't know if a pinnacle reward when you're below 950 will give you a higher plus, but when you are 950, supposedly they only give you a plus one. So, but they are the only thing that can give you a plus one once you're 950. So that 950 to 960 either way is going to be super slow, but it'd be interesting to see. Maybe we'll test that out for science a little bit later.
But more importantly than that, because the way that the leveling is now, you're going to get to 950. So, you know, now that the world's first raid race is over, like after that, it's, you know, everybody's pretty much at their own pace. Like if you want to raid, yes, getting to 950 quicker will help you get there quicker. But more importantly with those pinnacle gear, for the armor specifically, is those are going to drop with higher stat rolls. And so you have a better chance of getting stat rolls that are going to be up in the 60s as opposed to, you know, in the 40s or the 50s. So you get a better chance of getting, you know, some top end rolls with the stats that you want on them.
Yeah.
Plus more mods.
Yeah. And my thought is, I mean, you hear of all these things where you can like max this to the T, where you're like, okay, hold on to this. Don't do this. Do your second character, then mm-hmm. your third character.
Get into a fire team, load into an event.
Yeah,
get the bonus.
Hold on to a billion bounties and don't pop them to a certain time. But I haven't been following those things, and I'm still leveling up pretty quick. Of course, my artifact is adding plus 8 right now, but I'm almost 940. And I've been fine. I didn't try to get into a week one raid, so I'm fine with where I'm at right now. I don't care that I'm not 950 yet, 955, 960, whatever. So if I get some of those, I'll probably just pop them and see what they do just for science. And just because, you know, I like to just take it as they go. I pretty much just do one character. I don't do the super power up strats.
Well, didn't you know if you do the super power up strat, then you can complain quicker that there's nothing left to do?
I do know that. And that brings an interesting topic too about playing the game and fear of missing out and having fun with it. I mean, we all know at times, for example, the summer solstice event, grinding for that armor. You know, I saw the writing on the wall and we'd seen it from the year before. You can pretty much say that whole thing was pointless, unless you really like how that armor looks. Not pointless for like every aspect, but like, did it really help us out that much?
The cape is beautiful.
Yeah, it can look good.
That cape is beautiful.
I guess what I'm trying to say is not maybe very specifically that example, but there's so many things in the game that we can do. And how do we play the game where we don't get a burnt out or fear of missing out or making it almost seem like work, right? I mean, I've done that plenty of times where, oh man, I got to do all my powerful rewards so this week so I can level up as much as possible. But that means I got to do Gambit and these other things that I don't feel like doing right now. I've changed my attitude recently where I haven't gone, even though I've had the time to, I haven't, and not having time is yet another aspect, but even though I've had the time to, I haven't worried about getting every single powerful reward in 1 week. I'm like, I don't feel like doing Gambit or a fifth Crucible match right now, so I'm just not going to do it. And I've been fine with that. Any thoughts on playing the game and fear of missing out? I mean, do you feel, Sin or co-founder, like you're behind or anything like that, or playing the game compared to people like, oh, I'm already 950 and all that?
I feel like I'm a little bit further behind than I should be just because of the circumstances surrounding starting work on the first and being super busy. And
congratulations on that, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, just the time that I've invested into work, because of course that's, we always say that's where we make our money, but coming home at night and being super tired, I haven't been motivated to play. I feel like I'm behind. I've been watching streamers, a couple guys that I haven't been able to watch in a while. Instead of playing myself, I've been watching them, Hidden. I've watched him a little bit today when I had a chance to. And there's some other folks out there that I watch, Woken Queen or Lock and Load Live, who was a previous guest. Just seeing where they're at in the seasonal ranking, you know, 40s and 50s, or even watching Glad play. You know, it's like, man, I'm behind. I finally got to 25, 26 tonight in the seasonal ranking. And it doesn't take that long to get there, but it just feels like with that alone, I'm behind. Plus the fact I'm not up to the point with Divinity, or I'm not up to that point with a rocket launcher, because there is so much to do on a time budget, on a limited budget of time.
Yeah, I guess you just got to set your priorities and stuff. And where do you feel behind? Like, do you feel like because you can't go in the raid yet? Because sometimes I wonder, like, why do people care if they're 960 unless they need to hop in the raid or something, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. I wouldn't mind knocking it out. And that way we're not 3-4 weeks in and haven't done it yet. I'd like to go ahead and get it done. One reason being is because once we get a handle of it, we end up showing other people how to do it, which is nice. And a lot of other people appreciate that.
Very true. And as you know, and people listen, we love raiding. I don't know. I just feel like this time around, it's good to have goals in the game and have fun, but I hate it when people feel burnt out too, or feel like they're needing to do stuff because fear of missing out or whatever. So I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just thought it was an interesting topic. Any thoughts, co-founder?
Yeah. And that's something I've had to come to terms with over the last couple of years. Because back in Destiny 1, I was raiding even after I wasn't getting drops anymore. You know, we would raid 9 times a week, each raid 3 times, 3 characters. You know, I've got a 2-year-old at home, and I recently started a new job as well. And, you know, we have another baby on the way in 12 days. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I gotta stay near airports because I might have to go home at any second. But, there was definitely a transitional period where, I had to sit back and realize like, I don't have the time anymore to get everything done. And that combined with the amount of stuff that Destiny 2 has started giving to us, like, even to just do one character and get all of the milestones on one character is probably 8 to 10 hours of playtime. You know, when you look at three strikes and five nightfalls and, you know, three Vex offenses and five Crucible matches and that doesn't even count the raid yet.
Yeah. Plus.
Exactly. So, you know, for me, you know, it took a while to transition from that, but now I literally go in and, I have a thing I passively work on, which, you know, for me this time is the Undying Seal. And then, if there's other people on and somebody wants to do something, I hop in. Like, I just kind of be there to do whatever. And if nobody's on or anything, I'm just like, okay, well, I'm back in the Vex offensive, you know, working on the seal. And so, you know, I've kind of had to just pick a couple things. Like, what do I want to do? You know, do I want to raid? Sure. But like, I know for me, one of the early reasons that we used to raid so much was because raids were the only place you could get exotics. And so the quicker we could raid, the more times we could raid, the more chances we had of getting the exotics. But with this raid, the exotic is a quest. So I don't have that need to try to do it as much as I can, because I know eventually I'll just go do that quest and I'll get the gun. So,
yeah.
Which I saw a video of it today, and it actually doesn't count as a buff or a debuff. It's a completely separate thing. So you can actually stack it with a buff and a debuff.
And I think I heard that. Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. And after seeing that, like, that makes me want to get it a little bit more, but again, it's like, it's a quest now, so I can just go get it whenever. But, you know, I don't have Anarchy yet. I still don't have 1,000 Voices. Because I want to run those raids.
Well, yeah, because Anarchy more so than 1,000 Voices is such a fun weapon, mm-hmm. and we've run Scourge of the Past a lot, so we'll gladly run that with you some more. Or Last Wish also.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're definitely gonna get into some raids a little bit more. We just gotta work on our planning and scheduling.
No, it's an interesting topic. I mean, definitely. There's different levels of players, and remember at the beginning of Destiny 2, they wanted to make the game more for everyone, make it super easy. There was the way I like it was explained once. I really liked it. It was like 10 miles wide, but only like 10 feet deep. Like, there was a lot of lost sectors at first, all these new things, regional chests, but once you did them, the game was kind of flat. There wasn't a lot of like depth to it. Now I guess you could say there is a lot of too much to do. I mean, there's titles and everything. And so I hope people can just find things and not be stressed about it, because I hear sometimes people that are almost like anxious or worried or afraid, like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. And you know, it's great if you want to work on that, but just try to find the things you like. If you absolutely hate an activity, don't do it, or don't do it for a couple weeks, and then you'll enjoy hopping in it more.
Or just mute your mic when you do it.
Right. Our cat wants to join the podcast. Yep. He just jumped up on the area. Say hello, Theo. We have a special extra guest, except he doesn't play Destiny.
He's trash.
He's trash. Kick him out.
Would you consider him to have potato thumbs?
Get good, kid.
Yeah, he's not so good. In fact, I think he's even stepped on my controller before while I was trying to play and messed me up. So he's definitely a pleb.
So totally off topic at the moment.
No, that's great.
Dive in, dude.
So that thing that's being built behind Ikora.
Yes.
It's bigger now.
Yeah. We were discussing that some. I'm pretty impressed. That's actually, I think, what I was going to talk about, how the game is changing much more than people were trying to tell me. And I was pretty skeptical. I was like, okay, they've said this before, but when I thought they meant the game was going to be alive, was like, okay, next season we're going to get a new activity, and that's how it's alive. But sure enough, week after week, they've been adding more nightmare hunts. They've been adding these memory fragments, and Ikora is building some crazy crap behind her. And
Ikora is about to ruin the tower.
Seriously. And if you see it this week, it's like already like halfway done. It's this huge like Vex portal looking thing.
This is just reckless.
Pretty soon there's going to be aliens invading the tower. Well, Vex, you know, I mean, we got to stop it, Sin. What can we do? We send everyone right into Ikora.
But I wonder what they're going to do with that story. This is probably going to get more into spoilers, but I've seen some words floating around Discord in the spoiler chat about the portal could bring somebody back that we know from year one.
Uh-oh. Year one Destiny 2?
Year one Destiny 2.
Well, I'm being dense. What would be so interesting to me? I can't even think of anything too interesting.
Well, I mean, you originally had yesterday. Yeah, a character. Oh, so okay. She had a connection to a character in year one, and there was a story built around that character.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay. The theory, and I guess it's not really a spoiler more so than a theory, because we don't really know.
I'll just say it about Osiris.
Yeah, Osiris. And they're saying that she's building a portal and it's going to bring him
because she's so obsessed with him.
The tower.
What if the time gate takes us to a reality where Curse of Osiris never happened?
Hey, let's just bring it to reality where we can go through the portal and actually finally get Vault of Glass Raid in Destiny 2. Then I'll be happy.
Now that would be cool. That would be a surprise that they would bring that nobody would be expecting.
Well, that actually leads into a thought I had about it, that what if this portal is like the first raid layer, that like it opens up a different portal and then we have to jump into it to start a different raid.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
I should go check the first raid out first.
Yeah, but it's being built pretty quick. We know there's also this Vex offensive final assault on November 19th. So if it's related at all, we still have about a month until that comes out. But whatever is going on, it's interesting. And there's more lore that gets released every week. And yeah, I'm excited to see what it'll look like next week. Now, was this built into the game, do you think? Or are they coming out with like these weekly updates? I mean, we do know they had an update yesterday. Yeah, it was like an 800 meg or whatever. That, of course, took 10 hours on PlayStation again, like normal.
That's just PlayStation's damn copying crap that they do. When you download it, then copy it. But I wonder if they're doing that on reset because they are changing the tower map slightly by enhancing that Vex portal, or they're changing now the nightmare hunts and adding other content in there. They added this week? They had the Vex Gate Lord that we killed start the Divinity Quest. That was one of them.
Yeah, was that? It was Zydron. I was trying to remember if Zydron was from D1 that in the story mission, or if it was the one that we killed for Divinity. But it brought us in that area nonetheless, and it was a lot of fun having another new nightmare hunt. They've kind of been rotating. Some have been the same that we've done before, and some have been new each week.
Well, and haven't they started releasing some of the extra moon weapons that hadn't been out yet either?
Yeah, I got the fusion rifle just became available this week through doing one of the nightmare hunts. You'll get the drop for the essence, and then you can get the necklace piece. It's in the down in the catacombs area. And then there's a wizard you have to kill, and then you can get the fusion rifle pretty easily. And I think the only one left that hasn't been released is the pulse rifle, which rumor is, though, I don't know why, but the rumor is that's coming out with the dungeon. But I don't think that's obviously going to be the main weapon with the dungeon, but there's the talk about the xenophage, but supposedly its ability will also be unlocked with the dungeon. So there's a lot coming up for sure. I'm going to pull up the it's map
like,
here again.
It's like they're drip feeding. Like they're still doing that, except as opposed to the way they were doing it before, where there would be like one mission that was time gated, but everybody had everything done already. Like it's just, it's impossible to keep up anymore. Like you almost have to just sit back and be like, you can't do it all. I mean, you could. I'm not trying to challenge anybody. Like, by all means, do it all. But
I challenge you to a duel.
I challenge you to a duel. There's already talk out on the actual steps for the Leviathan's Breath, but that will actually start next week on the 22nd. And that's when the Master Nightmare Hunts finally come out too, which if you're trying for the Harbinger, the big Shadowkeep title, you need to pass those on time trial mode, which is going to be intense, I'm sure.
That's the one that has you do the one phase of the boss and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then Festival of the Light on the 29th, or Festival of the Lost, the Halloween one on the 29th. And there's been rumors that it's going to be something with the Haunted Forest again, because Bungie has in the game a emblem from the one from last year. They updated the text on it and it said Nightmare Kills 2018 and then Nightmare Kills 2019. So obviously something's going on there. And then
were you around for the first Festival of the Lost?
Like in D1?
In D1.
No.
Year one.
I wasn't.
Was that me? I'm sorry.
I heard some fun stories though.
Yeah, that was one where it wasn't announced. It came out right after Taken King, because you know I wasn't around in 2014, so this was in 2015, right after Taken King came out, and you know the hype was just starting to die down from Taken King a little bit, and then one day it was Tuesday reset, and of course reset happened at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and people are waking up, and Reddit was just like, holy shit. Get to the tower. And it's like, what's going on? And this was during, they had just announced Eververse. So everybody started freaking out about, pay to play and pay to win and all that. And Eververse, all she was selling was masks that actually had no light. And so, it was funny because, it came in completely unsurprised. Everybody was already on edge about Eververse. And then it turns out everybody's dumping all this money into the game to buy pieces of equipment that actually lowered their light level. So it was just such a breath of fresh air in a kind of a tumultuous time.
And it was that where is that where that skull mask came from? I think
that was like a flaming the blue skull.
The blue skull. The
original blue skull mask was from that. But.
When I first saw that in the tower, and again, I started after that, but not a lot of people would pull the masks out because, it was zero light or whatever. But one day I was in the tower and I saw someone with that blue skull hat. I'm like, what's that? How did they do that? Yeah. Like, because I know you couldn't get anything like that. There's no masks available for sale just any time of the year.
Yeah.
So that was pretty wild.
Yeah. But yeah, again, all that completely unannounced. Yeah. Like it just showed up one day and was so awesome.
I remember another thing I was going to talk about. Speaking of Eververse, I finally bought something on the Eververse for cash money for silver.
Shame.
Yeah.
Cash money.
anyone want to take a get? I mean, I have a lot of Bright Dust, so whenever things come around, I just get it that way. But I don't know if anyone's checked out the store for this week. But
wait, you bought something for Bright Dust or you bought something for silver?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you pull up the...
you can pull it up from the main menu. Did you get Spring Showers? The umbrella. No,
that's a pretty cool one too, but
oh, I know what it is. You were talking about this earlier. The Harpy Shell.
Almost, but it wasn't that one. There was even one that I found cooler this week.
Okay.
They have vendors on the app. I'm trying to remember. We can probably
I don't know if you can do it for the people listening
to this probably don't care, but I just kind of want to show it to our guest here and then we can explain what it looks like also, but
is it the ship, the refashioned shape ship?
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that is unique. Like a hive looking ship.
Yeah. It's a hive looking ship.
Oh, I'm 500 silver away from getting it. I only have 300 in there. Cause I don't normally, I think I bought Geon was the last thing I bought. the Titan one-eyed mask ornament.
Yeah, it's really small. I'm trying to pull it up here, but and that doesn't even do it justice. But there's like the Hive crest all around it, but it's a Hive looking ship. Okay. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. And it's 800 silver. I already had 300 from something else. I don't know if it was like that free silver they gave us once from Forsaken or whatever. And I bought, I had to drop $5 to get 500 more. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'm still sitting on the 1,000 silver they gifted us.
That's, yeah,
that was. Whenever that was, just because it's one of those hills I'll die on.
Yeah. I must have used 700 for something because I do seem to remember having that 1,000 at some point. The harpy ghost is pretty cool too. The harpy shell. Sin, you need the umbrella one. I think that'd be great, being a big old titan with like the spring shower umbrella.
I would look like freaking Mary Poppins.
Yeah, you would. Mary Poppins, y'all.
Titan Poppins.
Titan
with Poppins. A one-eyed mask.
Did you notice on Dim that they changed the ghost to where it tells you what planet it works on now?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. I did not notice that.
They updated that a few weeks ago. Go to your inventory.
Yeah, this just riveting stuff for the listeners, right?
Scroll down.
to ghosts, yeah.
It's breathtaking, not riveting.
Edit this out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They tell. That is interesting.
So you don't have to open each one and see what the perks were.
Yeah. Well, and of course,
some guests might not know that.
That is very true. And I'm happy they finally fixed the clan names have been updated again to the full clan names. And I know, seriously, there were some weird abbreviations. We were what? Just
Guardian H?
Guardian H, yeah.
The Guardian who?
Yeah. So, well, what else is good this week? Anything else you guys want to talk about in the game, what you enjoy doing in the game, or things we're looking forward to? We know Sin needs to just play, but...
yeah, absolutely. That's the main thing, is just playing. And you mentioned the reminder of the memories with Eris, and you said which one was from last week. Because I have my quests pulled up, so I can
remember. Yeah, tell me what step you're on. I'll remember because it's Tolan this week, and the first week was Saimata or.
Well, I don't know if it tells me because it's still the. I guess you have to still do the three lost sectors and get the firewall fragment. Is that the same?
No, that's a different thing. Actually, see, that's the confusing part. That is the weekly bounty, and that's going to lead to something also. And there's. So many firewall access fragments that are, so you do the three lost sectors and then you get the firewall data fragment or whatever it's called. And then you go to the fourth lost sector up in Sarles Harbor. Is that the name of the area? Near the Shadowkeep.
On the top. Yeah. On the top of the map.
Yeah. And then there's that fourth one that has the Hive and then you enter the firewall data fragment and it unlocks one of the, I want to say there was seven and I don't think anyone knows what it'll do yet.
Oh, you got to do that every week?
Eventually, if you want to do it all, you have to do it every week. It's a weekly bounty.
Whoops.
I'm pretty sure I missed one as well. I missed one memory and one because mine carried over into the second week.
Than the memories. Those are another thing that's weekly, but not as interesting because you got to do the same lost sectors every week. And then
just memory of Tarlo, Vel Tarlo.
Okay. Yes. So that was the second one. So that's what you're on then?
Yes.
Okay, so it does seem like it's going to go in order for you, depending kind of like the Memories of the Nine or whatever that was called, where they would.
Although that glitched for me, I had to do like two of them in the same ones in a row.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's cool doing these memories also because you will. Talk to Eris Morn in her creepy little cave overlook area. And she's like looking at the lectern and the artifact thing that you get from the pyramid ship. And she's like, stop bothering me to like her ghosts. And then she's like, tells you creepy stories about Tolan or whoever.
Eris right. is on some DMT or something.
Right. And what's up with the little, hive statues next to her that look like Court of Oryx or the start of the Kingsfall raid. Have you noticed that in that area? If you have Sen. Yeah, there's four though, instead of like in, you know, Kingsfall, there was three or four on each side.
Six
total. Yeah, but now there's only four total.
Okay. Yeah, they are the Court of Oryx statues.
So
there's a lot they could really do with the moon with the way they have it set up. You know, the weekly memories, the weekly bounties that you're doing, these firewall data things or long quest, not really quests, but bounties. You know, you have the old Court of Oryx statues. It's a pretty big play space. You know, they still have this Vex portal. There is really a lot they can do. And if they're really going to execute on this being an evolving and changing world, I think if they can execute on this properly, it can be an amazing experience, honestly.
Yeah. Good time to be a player. And I've been happy with the game right now. And I hope as new people are coming in, they think it's pretty cool too.
If not,
we don't care.
We don't care.
Hashtag tell everyone about our podcast. But hashtag, we don't care if you don't like the game.
Well, honestly, if somebody wasn't liking the game, they probably wouldn't be listening to us anyway. So I think we're safe. Yeah. Because it's a no for them, dog.
No for them. Well, excellent. Now, if you've ever listened to our podcast before, or even if you haven't, I'm still going to ask you. We like to ask our guests as we close out a fun little question on what your favorite dessert is.
All right.
If you wouldn't mind telling us.
So there are two. I've been listening to the podcast, so I thought about this question. And there were long and hard. Yeah, there were two that came to mind. And one of them I've only ever had one time, but it was at my buddy Toby's wedding. And he had this white chocolate strawberry cake that I don't know how they got it so moist, for lack of a better word, the greatest word ever. But it was amazing. And all other wedding cakes in the future will be judged against this wedding.
So was it like white chocolate flavor inside the cake?
It was all kind of just inside. Wow. So it was like strawberry swirl inside, and it was like a white chocolate cake, and it was absolutely decadent. But in my spare time, I actually do a lot of cooking. And so my other favorite dessert we actually just made the other day, we actually had a smoked cherry cheesecake.
Ooh. I would love to try that.
So I actually cooked a cheesecake on my smoker with hickory wood.
Ooh.
And then, you know, top it with just a big old cup of cherry pie filling. And it was...
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was next level.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're coming out then. we're gonna have to have that.
Come on dessert. Out. I will be happy to make it. Because that means I get to have it again.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like we got a... Got to figure that part out.
Start planning the road trip.
Yep. We're going to have the Guardian Hub tour.
I mean,
bus.
I came here, so I guess it's...
Yep.
I was going to say, since Kingsley's hosting, I do recall him saying before when we were talking about pineapple upside down cake, that if he was ever out in this area, that I would need to have a pineapple upside down cake, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little disappointed he did not have a pineapple upside down cake ready to go for you upon your arrival. That just seems like a fail to me.
A tear was shed.
I know, right? Because I probably only think of you with that, Sen. we had some good barbecue tonight. Whoever comes out to the Utah area, I can show you this place called R&R Barbecue, which is some good Texas-style barbecue. But
there's a lot of good places to eat.
There's a lot of good places to eat out here. We know some other Guardians that live in the area. Unfortunately, we weren't able to meet up tonight, but we hopefully can do that in the future and get some meetups going. I know Destiny Reset does some good meetups in the Midwest or on the East Coast, but we just need to get the word out, get some more Guardians in you know, Utah, Arizona area, not just make it be East Coast or West Coast. So.
Equal opportunity offenders. And if anybody in the DC area wants to meet up, that is my neck of the woods. So
I heard you live in the bogs of West Virginia, though. Isn't that where you live?
Not the bogs. No.
Not the bogs. Okay. Is that even a word? The bogs?
I don't even know if that's a word.
Yeah, the hick areas? I know that's probably not politically correct. Sorry.
It's probably not politically correct. But I'm in the part of West Virginia which is the closest you can get to DC.
Oh, so it sounds like you don't even want to claim West Virginia.
I do. I tell people I am okay. West Virginia. But good. No, it's I like DC meetup, that seems to be the easiest, you know, DC Baltimore area. That's probably the easiest for most Guardians to find. And there's a lot more choices for like restaurants and meetup spaces.
Yeah.
Or meetup spots.
I watched The Wire. I'm too scared to go to Baltimore.
I haven't watched that yet. I gotta check that out.
I work in Baltimore every single day.
Oh, do you?
Oh yes.
You're still alive?
I'm still alive.
Good. It's not the ghost of sin. Oh no, sin's nightmares upon us.
I would be one scary nightmare.
Just play Jack Sparrow.
That would torture a lot of people.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of Jack Sparrow, this will be a quick tangent, and then you can wrap it up if you want. So apparently, the Lego Movie, the song "Everything Is Awesome," apparently the Lonely Island had like a little spoof where they did like some vocals for it. So it's "Everything Is Awesome," but then there's like some chorus or some other vocals in there from them. So really? Yeah, I just found that out today. And apparently my daughter knew that when we were looking at YouTube. She said, "Oh, play this one. It's got Lonely Island."
I was hey, like, it's appropriate for kids.
How old is your daughter?
She's eight.
This song must be kid appropriate then.
As yeah, this one's not bad. This one's not bad. It's not as bad as the other ones. So it's more appropriate.
All right, maybe you should post in our Discord then.
I mean, I'm kidding.
I will find a link. I will find a link and post it.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, we don't have any housekeeping this week as far as reviews. So we'd just like to remind everyone who listens, please leave us a review if you feel so inclined, because it helps us get found on iTunes. And if you leave a review, just leave an honest review, what you like, don't like, whatever, and we'll read it up on the show. And we'd like to thank everyone who has joined the Discord. It's a great place to find people to play with. And please let others know about the Discord, or join the Discord if you haven't done so. You don't have to join and talk a lot. You can just be a lurker if you want. But it's a good, like I said, it's a good place to kind of correlate. And we have some, I try to post too many Paul Tassi articles at times because I like getting the word out there. Well, we'd really like to thank our in-person guest this evening, the co-founder, for coming out. And it's been a pleasure. Do you have any contact info you'd like to give people?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @the_co_founder. And that's also my gamer tag on PS4.
Excellent. Sin, how can people get a hold of you?
I promise I won't be as bad as last week's sign off. This is where we're going to be cracking up for 5 minutes at a time. You can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia, typically streaming once per week on Saturday. And you can find me on Twitter @sin_media. And once a week on Destiny Digest, where I bring you the TWAB. Kingsley, you and that beautiful guest over there, why don't you show us the door? Take us out.
All right. Yeah, you're kicked out. See you, co-founder. No,
dude, let me get my bag first.
I know, right? We fly you out and then kick you out. yeah, you can just find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and on Twitch. Occasionally, I'll stream when I raid. And you can find me on Twitter as MC Kingsley. You can also find our show through our website at theguardianhub.com or on Twitter as theguardianhub. And also, please remember, if you're looking for other podcasts to listen to, check out our website, destinypodcast.com, where I try to list all the podcasts I at least know about. There's about 30 out there that at least sometimes talk about Destiny. So that can overwhelm you of many, many hours of listening to Destiny podcasts. Anyways, everyone, thanks so much for subscribing and listening to us for one more week. And if you know any cool guests you want to bring on, please let us know. As for that, please have a good night, and we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Felicia.